down. Y'all can get down, children, be light. You can be light and be proud. You can be proud here, be proud. You're a rebel, cause the South's gonna do it again. Yeah.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. I've been telling you the South's going to do it again. Well, the South Shore's going to do it again, too. Monday Night Talk. Leave it where it's at.
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we thank the good senator for joining us. We also want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, S-Bank, McGuigan's Pub, and the Life Care Center of the South Shore. And speaking of the Life Care of the South Shore, joining us right now is Susan Sheehan. She is going to talk to us a little bit about one of our sponsors. How are you doing today, Susan?
I'm good, thanks.
Susan was so cute. She came in. I says, I'm going to take a picture of her. She goes, okay. She goes, what is it? You're not a big fan of cable per se, as you are of radio. And I liked hearing that. She's like, I'd rather do radio. It's much easier. But we got a photo of her for the podcast. Tell us about the Life Care of the South Shore.
Life Care Center is a short term rehab facility, also long term care for people in their older years. Mm. I wouldn't say elders, because we definitely get people in their 40s, 50s, 60s that maybe have a knee replacement or some sort of a post-surgery need. But, the majority of our folks are probably older than 60 or 65. And we have 117 beds, and we do a lot of good things.
Let me ask you a question. Tell me about when someone stays at the center. What's so special about it?
I would say, there's a couple of very special things about our place. First of all, the staff that we have there is a lot of staff that's been there for many, many years. They're very caring, very dedicated, know their jobs well and do their jobs well. And I think the people is really what makes a facility special. Mm. The building itself is a beautiful building, but it's not fancy. And, there are many beautiful, fancy buildings out there. But I always tell people when they're looking for a facility to look at, who's taking care of the patients and watch, what kind of care the people are being given.
How important is that someone who comes to your facility feels comfortable? Because I think that's kind of a key. You don't want to go somewhere where you don't feel the comforts of home.
Right, right. Well, it's almost impossible to make somebody feel like they're at home at a any kind of a
sure, but as close healthcare. To as close as possible.
As close as possible, mm. And I think a lot of it comes from the first couple of hours somebody comes through the doors. You want to just make sure all of their needs are met. That's actually a really fun part of my job, being in admissions and marketing. I get to think up things that I can do for the residents when they first come to welcome them and make them feel comfortable and make sure all their needs are being met. And we've done a lot of new things in the last couple of years just to, make things comfortable and feel like home and, make it a little more special.
I have to ask you, what's the importance in celebrating your staff?
It's really important, because a lot of what our staff does, it's very hard work. It's backbreaking work. I was a CNA as a teenager, and I've watched, lots of different positions in healthcare, very difficult jobs, and to give appreciation and show the staff how much they're appreciated for what they do. They're not always going to hear it every day from the people they're taking care of. So we do celebrate during Nursing Home Week the staff appreciation, as well as celebrating the Nursing Home Week.
And that's actually coming up, correct? That's this week.
Yep, started on Sunday.
What are some of the activities that happen with the residents and the staff?
Well, we try to do a lot of joint activities. It's a lot of fun to have a theme. This year we're doing Cruise Week as our theme.
Ooh.
And it's called Jewel of the Seas, Get to Embark on Life Care's Journey. And we're visiting several islands. We're playing a lot of Jimmy Buffett and making
Margaritaville
creative drinks that most of them don't have alcohol, but they look like they have alcohol.
Makes me think of the jerk with the umbrella. Be somebody. Look.
We're doing some great things, and it's just fun trying to make it fun. Wearing captain's hats and getting dressed up in tropical clothes, and you know, we have somebody coming in to do a scuba diving demonstration. And
that's cool.
Yeah, things like that. Just trying to make it a little different and, you know, off the beaten track of what we normally do.
Is it strictly just the residents and the staff who get involved, or are the families a part of this too?
Families can join in anytime. We love to have families come in and do the activities with the residents. Matter of fact, some of our family members are as old as our residents, and they love to just come in and join in. And we encourage that. Matter of fact, when somebody comes in for the first time, I always hand the family members an activities calendar and say, you know, it's the best way to visit. Come join us for music or entertainment or anything so that you can have fun too.
I know from having my grandmother in a place such as this that the menu was a big part of, you know, her stay there.
Yep.
What do you guys offer in terms of a menu and dining facilities?
We have a great dining program. Our food service director has been there many, many years, and I think has had a lot of talent in changing the menu over the years. As you know, nursing homes used to be very different. It was a lot of very much older folks. Now we have a lot of younger rehab candidates that come in as well. So I think variety is probably the biggest key. If what's on the general menu isn't liked, there's lots of choices with sandwiches and other entrees that we can offer. And I think mainly just offering the variety so that people have something to pick from.
That is usually a big key. Is the meals. That's what, I think that plays a role as far as in comfort.
Yep. And also presentation of the meal, I think, is a big part of the meal itself. You know, I don't know if you've experienced this with a restaurant, but sometimes when you go out, it's not so much what's on your plate, but it's how it's being presented to you and what kind of, you know, what kind of personality comes along with the meal. And we do a lot of fun activities around food. We have what we call country breakfast at least once a month, sometimes more, where all the department heads come in at 7 o'clock in the morning and we set up a breakfast buffet. Mm. And I love breakfast food, so I'm always happy to go because we get to eat afterwards. But, you know, we get to serve pancakes and waffles and all that stuff. And the staff really seems to have fun with it. And the residents really just enjoy having a different kind of environment because normally breakfast is not a big, huge dining room event. So, you know, it just makes breakfast a little bit more fun.
What's your favorite breakfast? Would it be eggs? Or would it be?
I love all breakfast food.
Really?
Although I have to say eggs Benedict.
So we can get you at an IHOP at any time possible?
Any time, yep.
No kidding. Very interesting. We'll keep that in mind. I want to kind of go back to the National Nursing Home Week. How is it changed? How is it different every year when you guys celebrate this? Is it always themed based, like you had mentioned, you're doing the cruise thing and everything?
Yeah, every year we try to pick a theme. And I know even across the board with the different life care buildings, all of our buildings are doing different themes. Mm. I was just down in Plymouth today, and they're doing a movie theme. And every day is a different movie, and they're doing theme activities around those movies. So I've seen Hollywood themes done. I've seen all sorts of different things. You can really be creative. And it just gives you an excuse to maybe get the staff to dress up and maybe put some neat decorations up and just do something a little bit offbeat.
It sounds like you guys are like one big family when you come together, whether it's to do something for, you know, National Nursing Home Week or just to care for the folks who are either in for short term or long term.
Yeah, well, you really have to be. In that environment, it is 24/7. You do end up there sometimes at odd hours doing different things, and especially like this winter with all the snowstorms and the blizzards and whatnot. We had a couple of times where we were on generator and everybody was pitching in doing everybody's job, depending on who could get in there because of the snow. And it really does build a nice teamwork kind of environment. I really enjoy working in healthcare. I've been in healthcare over 25 years, and I don't think I would do anything different at this point.
We are speaking with Susan Sheehan, and she is the Director of Admissions and Marketing for Life Care Center of the South Shore. How difficult is your job? It seems as though you're wearing a couple of different hats, whether you're overseeing admissions or you're trying to help get the word out about your facility. Give us your daily activities to get people, you know, going in the right direction when it comes to the Life Care Center of the South Shore.
It's a very unique job, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of different kinds of activity, and that's actually what I like about it. I don't ever just sit at my desk and do the same thing every day. Today I had a health fair to go to. I have a couple of other health fairs this month. This is kind of health fair season, right. So we do a lot of that. We do a lot of, you know, meeting with people, interviews, like we were talking about with cable and TV and radio. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of nice opportunities to meet different people in different places. And you know, I just like to meet people in the community because that seems to be the best way to get the word out. You can put ads in newspapers, but people aren't going to experience the facility until they either come visit you or meet the staff.
Talk to us about the difference between helping somebody, whether they're short-term or long-term. How different are those two programs, or is there similarity to them?
Well, I think, you know, the difference is that some people come in expecting to be in and out quickly. They come in, and the first thing they'll ask me is, how long am I staying? Truly, they're looking to go home. And, you know, we try to accommodate that the best we can, do our therapy quickly and efficiently so we can get them out the door. But of course, you know, therapy takes time after a surgery, or if somebody's had heart problems or whatever they're in for. You know, we try to be as accommodating as possible, but we also don't want to see them back 2 weeks after they've gone home. Mm. So, you know, you want to make them well enough so that they can stay home. So the expectation is very different for somebody that's coming in short term than somebody who's coming in knowing that they're going to be living there at this point and they're coming to stay. Sometimes they're coming in very relieved, knowing that they don't have to care for their home anymore, knowing that they don't have to do all the duties that are very difficult for them to do in their houses. But you do have people that are sad to leave their homes, and they don't really know what to expect coming into a long-term care placement. You know, they don't know what it'll be like living there long-term. And sometimes there's a lot of emotional stuff that goes along with that, and you have to be very supportive. And that's why it's important to have fun, you know, and to make it a fun environment so that people really enjoy where they are. At least you can make it as fun as it can be.
Is that the one thing that you try to put across to the loved ones who are considering bringing, you know, their you know, whether it's their mom or their dad or a brother, who knows, to the Life Care Center of the South Shore? Is that what you hear? Is they want to hear what you guys offer to be able to keep them feeling as though they're, you know, how can I say it, that it's going to be an enjoyable stay. It's going to be a comfortable stay, like
yeah,
we mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. When I give a tour, it's sometimes tailored to what the person's looking for. Mm. Because if I know they're coming in for short-term rehab, they're not really interested in the bingo schedule. You know, most of the time, they're not even going to play bingo or join in any of the activities. I might make notice of the activities calendar quickly, but they're more interested in between my rehab, do you have a laptop I can borrow? Or, you know, that kind of thing. With the long-term patients, when I'm giving a tour for somebody who I know is going to stay, we do a lot with, you know, trying to show people what we have going on. And I love it when we walk in and there's, you know, an entertainment going or something really lively that the families can actually see that the residents are engaged and having a good time.
Now, the name of the center is Life Care Center of the South Shore. Where on the South Shore are you guys located?
We're in Scituate.
And how does that play into the, I guess, the residency you have there? Is it mostly South Shore people that choose to come?
Yep. A lot of our residents are Scituate residents. I would say more than I expected when I first came to Life Care of South Shore. But also, too, many people come to that particular facility because their family is living close by. If they have children in Marshfield or Hanover or Scituate or, you know, surrounding towns, Cohasset, they might choose Life Care of South Shore because they can come visit and be close by.
Let's talk about the summer months ahead. I'm sure you guys already have a bunch of things that are planned. Kind of give us a little bit of an idea of the itinerary some of the events that are going to be coming up that the residents will enjoy?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun things coming up. We did recently an activity that I think we'll probably repeat in a couple of months. We had a rehab reunion, and we invited all of our rehab residents that had gone home successfully and stayed home, and invited them back for, this time it was a breakfast, but I think next time we'll do lunch, because they told me it was too early for breakfast. But they loved the resident reunion. They came, they told how they were doing at home, and, you know, and we actually had therapy and social service staff available to troubleshoot with them if they were having any difficulties at home, you know, if there was anything they still needed help with, which was great. We have a great big gazebo out in our back that's a lovely walking area. And matter of fact, I just took some photos for the website. Those are going to be going up soon. And just a gorgeous walking area where they do some rehab with the staff, with the residents, taking them out to do some endurance walking. We had a mock marathon out there on Marathon Monday.
Cool.
And they actually got medals and got to walk the path and everything. And, you know, we had signs to Hoptonkin and all the different places that you'd go through on the marathon. So that was, you know, a fun springtime event. We have a COA cookout coming up June 12th. We're going to be having a cookout, and I've already sent out invitations. The Councils of Aging can send out, you know, as many folks as they want, but typically it's about 15 from the councils that come out, and they get to have a cookout with us.
Sounds like you put a lot of thought into these events. And
we do, yeah.
It's very cool that you put the signs out for like the marathon stuff. They're participating in it. They get the feel. Anything that we haven't asked that you feel is probably important to get across to anybody who's listening right now?
I think we covered a lot. But, you know, for the most part, just that I'm really impressed by the amount of community connecting we do. When I first came to Life Care of South Shore, I found out that we always get involved in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And we got to have a place in the parade, and we had a lot of participation from the staff walking along, and the residents got to be on the bus. So just, you know, being involved in the Alzheimer's Walk in the fall, and just those events. But also, too, we invite kids in from the Inlay School, and we do different events with them. They just did some gardening with our residents out back, and we took some nice pictures of them doing gardening with the kids, and they come in and play bingo with us. So I think just the way that we're integrated in the community, really, it just strikes me as being a lot more than other facilities I've seen.
We, unfortunately, I told you that the segment would go fast, and it has. If folks want to find out more about the Life Care Center of the South Shore, how can they get in touch with either you or somebody to at least start the process? Is there a website? So if they want to look at pictures and find out more about the Life Care Center of the South Shore, how can they do that?
Well, our national company, Life Care Centers of America, is lcca.com.
Okay.
And you can find any of our locations by just clicking on the location tab and putting in the zip code or typing in Scituate, it'll bring it up on the South Shore. If you even click on Massachusetts, it'll show you all our Mass buildings. And our phone number is 781-545-1370. And to speak to myself or Lisa in admissions, you can just ask for us and they'll connect you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and informing us. And also thank you very much for being a sponsor, not only to this show, but being somebody who advertises here on 95.9 WATD, we definitely appreciate your business and appreciate what you do for the community, whether it's someone short-term or long-term.
Well, thank you for having me.
You got it. There is Susan Sheehan from the Life Care Center of the South Shore joining us for a couple of minutes.